Hello again. This is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, June 8th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Four Port Townsend High School students doubled down in defense of their school with a set of two full courts pressed with fresh pavement. Austin Hammer, Lorenzo McLeese, Toby Fulton, and Michael Petra worked together on a senior project to bring two new basketball courts to the school grounds. McLeese shared with me that the four friends first found the original, dilapidated court their freshman year. They tried to play on it despite the cracks, but found it basically unusable, with one rim too high, the other too low, a broken backboard, and plenty of weeds growing between the broken pieces of pavement. During the outdoor learning period of the pandemic, a massive tent was placed in the middle of the court that only furthered the degradation of the space as moss and mold began growing in the shade, and later on, it became something of a hot spot for teen drug use, McLeese said. The four intrepid teens turned this difficulty to their advantage and were able to successfully apply for a grant through Jefferson and Clallam County Public Health for $5,000 with the intent to rehabilitate the court in order to reduce teen drug use. They also launched a GoFundMe campaign and with the help of a couple fundraising events managed to secure a total of $20,000. That sum allowed them to fix the cracks in the original pavement, install new rims and backboard to the existing poles, and then even pave and pole a new court alongside the original. While they had the help of local business owner Bruce Seaton of Seaton Construction, who connected them with Lakeside Industries to paint fresh lines on the courts, the teens themselves put in plenty of their own labor. McLeese said they stacked benches in order to get high enough to the old poles to hacksaw off the broken tops, shoveled tons of weeds out from between the cracks, and power washed everything they could. To honor their efforts, there will be an opening ceremony for our community's brand new basketball courts at the Gale Stewart Building at Port Townsend High School this Saturday, June 10th at noon. In addition to the opening ceremony, the teens will host a basketball tournament, which they're inviting everyone to be a part of. All skill levels and ages are welcome to play. It's guaranteed to be a good time and a great opportunity to thank these students for leaving our community with this amazing asset. The passage between Marrowstone Island and Indian Island has just been renamed Passage Through, a translation from the Clallam language, by the Washington State Board of Natural Resources. This is a traditional place name for the passage, which was a significant travel route for Sklallam and Chimicum peoples in the 18th and 19th centuries, before being blocked by a causeway for approximately 100 years. The passage was reopened in 2019, reconnecting Kilisut Harbor with Oak Bay to its south. The Washington State Board of Natural Resources officially renamed five features throughout the state, including three proposals submitted by tribes for places that previously bore a term derogatory to Native American women, during its meeting Tuesday morning at the Natural Resources Building. The proposals from tribes came in the wake of the U.S. Department of the Interior's orders in November 2021 to rename geographic features throughout the country that have derogatory names. After the recent restructuring of the Jefferson County Fairgrounds Association's Board of Directors, the new board finally feels at home enough to invite the community in for something of a housewarming party. Local chef Aaron Stark, who also happens to be one of the new directors, will be cooking up burgers at the fairgrounds next Thursday, June 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m., while the rest of the board hosts an event which promises to include a little bocce ball, and plenty of big ideas. The new board is hoping the community will come out and help add to the dream of what the fairgrounds can be, while they also look for folks interested in volunteering to make those dreams come true. And with so much space to play with, there's plenty of room to grow into. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.